Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It will change your own. Unbound.org. Milani Kai, WSB.
It's O'Neill Outside. On News 95.5 at AM 750. WSB. For fishing and hunting or anything in the great outdoors. O'Neill Williams is your guide. Let's go outside with O'Neill.
Good morning, boys and girls, from Black Powder Headquarters at CVA and the Bojangles Studio high in the mountains of North Georgia. This is O'Neill Outside. That's me. Welcome to a brand new unused Saturday morning. Yes, indeed. Boy, we got quite a bit to handle this morning. We were away last week, unavoidably, and so we're back live this morning. Woman Williams will be down here in a little while. Takes her a little bit longer to get up and get around, but that's okay. It reminds me of what we heard from Ted Turner there. He's forgetful and he doesn't feel good. Hey, welcome to 75, for God's sake. Well, this program is brought to you every Saturday morning by Cherokee County Toyota, True Turn, Roadrunner, The Furminator, Whitetail Institute, Stripling's General Store, Hayes Auto Dealerships, Fire Aid Fire Suppressors, CVA Muzzleloaders, Fisher's Choice Baits, Thoroughgood Boots, Rugged Ridge, Horsetown Stores, Crocodile Bay Resort, Zach Brown Southern Grind Knives, the Governor's Gun Club, and Snellville Heating and Air. We've got a full boat of sponsors, and we're proud of that because I can tell you, if there are no sponsors, there will be no show. So we have a lot of things to handle this morning. Why? Because fishing is fabulous. Water temperatures are falling. It's almost World Series time, and do you know what that means? That means fishing at night for stripers is fabulous. The deer season has begun, so you and I have a lot of things to talk about this morning, and we'll get to every one of them. Let me tell you, you can listen to this program every Saturday morning on WSB, over 38 states. This is our 27th year. And, of course, on the Sports Broadcast Network, what's called the SB Nation. And we hope you'll join us on those stations also across the country. We proceed a show called Bassmaster. I'll bet you've heard of that before. But we have the Silent Hero Award. Recognition, that is. We have the Medal of Honor tribute, the radio prize package, and so many things that you and I can talk about. The telephone numbers are 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750 in the Atlanta area, and 800-972-8255 all over the world. 800-972-8255. Get ready.
50 WSB.
Welcome back. We'll delay my self-promotion, which is usually the time of the show right now, for a few minutes, because we have some calls coming in. We want to get to every one of them as quickly as we can. Something must be interesting. Let's just give it a try now and talk to Andy. He's calling from a little town called Woodstock, Georgia. Good morning, Andy.
What's going on, Mr. O'Neill?
Hey,
how are you,
what
sir?
Do you say?
Oh, man, I tell you what. Hey, I'm not really an outdoors guy. Like, I've never been hunting, and I fish every now and then, but
okay.
I got to tell you, I've been listening to your show for years, back when I was, hanging out all night with my buddies on the weekends. I could not go to bed at night until O'Neill Outside come on, and I had to wait for Milton Crabapple to call before I could fall asleep.
Right.
And I just wanted to compliment your show, man, for somebody that's not really into hunting. It's fascinating to listen to all this time. And,
well, you're very, very kind. I know that we pride, and this is a great example. We know what's been on radio and television all week long, politically, okay?
Oh, yeah.
There will be no political discussion this morning. It's the weekend. Relax.
Right, that's
have
that's
some fun.
Part. you know. And I'm a pistol guy, pistol shooter. I've been looking into getting a muzzle loader, you know, just because it looks to be a whole lot more of a sport, you know, with the whole you get one shot and then you got to take 20 minutes to reload the thing. But anyway, I just want to say good morning. I've never called. I've been listening, like I said, for years. But y'all have a good morning, and we'll holler at you later. We'll be listening.
You bet. Andy, thank you for the compliments, and continue to listen. Maybe I'll run into you in the woods one day.
Or a Bass Pro Shop in the pistol section now.
There you are. There you go.
I'll be the one standing in front of the Kimber 1911.
I got you. Thanks for calling, pal.
Yes, sir.
You bet. 14 after the hour. I hope I make all these breaks accordingly. Let's talk now to Wade. He's calling from Kennesaw, Georgia. People are close by this morning. It's 14 after the hour. Welcome. Let me do this correctly. I've only been doing it for 27 years, so there you are. Wade, good morning. What do you say?
Good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Lovely.
I'm in Dahlonega. I'm right here. I'm not far from you.
You betcha. I can, from our little porch here on our house, we can see the Gold Dome in Dahlonega.
I'm going over to my buddy Billy. You hear me talk about that little lake. That little 12-acre lake on that 20-acre lot of land he's got over there.
Uh-huh. Good for you. You got to round
go
it up.
We're going to go fishing. Yeah, we're going to go fishing for a little bit.
There you go. You got them rounded up. I love small lakes and ponds. You got them trapped. Make them bite.
I tell you what, I'm going to stop up here, get me a Chanky's and get me a blue bitch. And them sunfish and them bluegill had a bad day when we gets in that paddle boat.
Good for you. Give them something they like, and then cook a few of them up later on, huh?
Yeah, my buddy Gil up there in Kentucky, but I'm going back to Bowling Green tomorrow. Now I got to go up there and take care of Papa.
I understand, and you're dedicated to that, and I respect
you. You said family first.
You betcha. But it'll work out for you.
Yeah, it'll be fine. I'm going to put me one of them big old brim on there with one of them big old one hooks.
There you
under
are.
Me a big float. I'm going to put him out there in a channel. And wait on Mr. Big Mouth Bass to swallow him.
There you go. Sounds like you got it figured out. I've done much the same many times. You bet your live bait.
I'm tickled to death. Yeah, I come down here to take care of a little legal business with the mama's passing.
Uh-huh.
And going to get to go up here and fish for a couple of days, see my sweetheart for a day or two. Then I'm going to get my rear end back up to Bowling Green, Kentucky.
There you go. That's pretty country. I was up there last week. Yes, indeed. Pretty country. It's most people won't recognize or they don't know Bowling Green, Kentucky's flat like Florida, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's a I'm not there at the Barron River. Right there at Jackson Orchard on the Barron River. Just
all
north side of town.
All that country's up there flat because that's where the glacier moved down. That glacier, about 65 million years ago, that glacier was 1 mile thick. So it's no wonder everything's so flat.
And it formed the Barron River Plain. That's where I'm at. I'm a half a mile from the Barron River.
Very interesting. All right, pal, listen, have a good trip.
I don't know. I got to catch me some of them bluegill. My buddy Gil. Gonna let me hunt up there with him. I can't kill no bucks, but I can kill me one of them big old does. But he wants me to bring him some bluegill fillets. I gotta go.
There you go.
I gotta go fulfill my promise so I can kill me a deer.
That's a fact. I'll see you soon, pal.
I appreciate you. I know y'all keep it up. I tell you, give Mr. Woman Williams a hug. And how's your back doing? You coming along good?
I'm coming along great. Can't even tell it.
What? Where was you at last week? I missed you.
I was up there for my brother's daughter's wedding up near, up above Bloomington.
Oh, well, you was in Kentucky. Okay.
Yeah, I was up there with Louisville and Indianapolis and all up in there.
Well, I'd love to give you a jar of these pair. Tell Mike Farr if he'll stop by at, what's the name of that? Shanky's. Right there at On Alley's at Buford Dam in Chapman Ferry, I left him a pint of pear preserves. I've been aggravating him on Facebook. I've been sending pictures of cooking this, that, and other. I've been aggravating Mac on Facebook. But I left him a pint of pear preserves at Nally's at Buford Dam and Chapman Ferry with his name on.
That'll be the nicest gift he'll get. I'll see you, pal. Have a great weekend. Uh-oh, my goodness, I lost him. Let's see, it's 18 after the hour. This is O'Neill. Now, people ask me often, O'Neill, where is your show? Where is it air now? People forget. Fox Sports South, the Pursuit Channel, Fox Sun, Fox Arizona, the Hunt Channel, on and on and on. But then you can go to O'NeilOutside.com/television. All the shows are right there. Now let's talk to our buddy Don from
Ocean Isle, North Carolina.
It's always good to hear your voice, pal. What's going on?
Not too much. We got Ms. Florence out of here, and
everything
back to normal except a little flood water left around. And we didn't stay here. We left here and went to Duncan has a lake house over at Oconee, so we wound up there. So
good. Well, good. You made it through.
We made it through, and when we got home, there's a yard man had all. I got 20 some odd pine trees. It's between 75 and 100 years old, and with all the hurricanes, there's not many limbs to come down, but there were a few, and he had all those up, and little yard debris, no damage, and we were glad to get back home.
I'm sure you were.
But normally we stay through these things, but this one came up and turned left, and high-pressure ridge kept it here for 3 or 4 days, and those things are really not a lot of fun. So
when you're
in the middle of them, if they come in and go, they're fine. So
yeah,
but when they hang around, they're
one.
Like something else.
You betcha. Well, I'm glad you made it through, sir, and I'm glad you're back home. I know you feel better with that.
Yeah, and all the fresh water is put in there, and close to shore has pushed all the mahi-mahi and all the big fish off around the Gulf Stream. So dolphin fishing is real good out in the Gulf Stream right now, better than I've ever seen it since I've been here. So.
Oh, just got to travel quite a ways to get to them, huh?
Yeah, we got to go 65 miles to the Gulf Stream, so that's
Well, you got them bunched up out there, and they're good eating, too.
Yeah, they are, and they're very aggressive, and, you know, I understand they only live 7 years. I don't know if that's true or not, but how they, some of them get that big in 7 years, I don't know, but all they do is eat, so I guess that's possible.
I'm no saltwater expert, and I got to get out of here, but I understand they gain a pound a month.
So I've heard that, and I would believe that.
He's 48 pounds. He's 48
months
old.
All they do is eat some.
That's exactly right. That's why they're so easy to catch, huh?
Yeah, that is that.
You betcha. Don, I'm glad you called, pal. I'm glad you made it through the storm, and I always appreciate hearing from you every week.
I ordered your book this week. I'm going to give one to Duncan, so I ordered it this week. So have him a Christmas gift this year.
Well, good. I appreciate you mentioning that. The book is selling quite well, and people are enjoying it. It's not the great American novel. It's just a few little stories from O'Neill from over the years. I enjoyed writing it, and the reviews are good, and people are enjoying it, and I'm flattered.
Well, I'm finally glad you finally got that done.
You betcha. Don, have a great weekend, pal.
Love you and Gail, son.
See you later, pal. All right, 21 and a half after the hour, and Randy, hold on, and the rest of you. When we get back, we'll talk to Randy, and we'll have the radio prize package. Let's give something away. Want to be involved? Put your brain in gear. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside, Saturday mornings worldwide. You know my old car. Well, welcome back. 25 after the hour. Let's chat with Randy here calling the show. Then we'll get to the radio prize package. Good morning, Randy. What do you say?
Hey, Billy. How you doing?
Good. Lovely.
I'm just sitting down here at the pumpkin farm down the hill from you.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
This is Randy.
Yeah, Randy.
How you doing, buddy?
Well, you're looking after everything for us?
You know, buddy, been trying to find some bears, but they ain't none there. I ain't seen any.
Oh, really? None out walking around there, huh?
No.
Well, I can tell you where they are.
Where are they?
They're on somebody's porch
around here waiting to be fed. So. They sure aren't around here.
You betcha. I have a game camera. Not a very elaborate setup, and I have a game camera, and I've got a bear trying to get in the front door on camera.
I hear you. Well, I'm going to order that book.
I hope so, and I appreciate you. And call me back, let me know. If you get a chuckle out of it,
I'll drive up there and check on the lodge up there.
Mighty fine.
All right, buddy, you take it easy.
You bet. Come to see us more often, Randy.
I'll do it, buddy.
You bet. See you soon. There you go. Randy's a good friend. He was with the county, and he He's with the Sheriff's Department, and he looks after this territory up here, and he's the most valuable portion or part of our neighborhood. Now, it's time for you to put your brain in gear. It's 26 after the hour. It's time for the radio prize package. So here are the rules and the list of prizes, and I'll ask the question. You all set? Telephone numbers are 404-872-0750, 404-872-0750 in the Atlanta area, and across the country and across the world at 800-972-8255. So the rules are, if you've won a prize package in the last year, you're not eligible for this one, and you have to be over 18 years old. Here are the prize package list: a Fire Aid fire suppressor, $25 Bass Pro Shop gift card, $10 Bojangles gift card, Whitetail Institute DVD, Producing Trophy Whitetails, and you'll enjoy that. A voucher for some Swaggerty's Farm product, a DNR hat, a keychain, a wallet keeper for your license, Real Tree hat and decal combo, Data Sport Forecaster and Moon Phase Clock, the latest edition of Angler Magazine, Dude Magazine, Fisher's Choice canned baits. Remember that Brim Fisherman? That's what he's using today. Packets of Bug Ban and a Thunder Chicken. I'll show it to you on Facebook. And you can watch the show right now on Facebook. And there's what the Fun Thunder Chicken looks like. It's a casting float. And so there you are. And the question is, ready? Ha-ha! Travis has been working with, he's a good friend of mine, but Travis has been working with a fellow over the years at CVA, Connecticut Valley Arms, or CVA Muzzleloaders. Now this fellow tapes shows, he's a cameraman, he is an on-the-air personality, and he hunts with us and produces shows. What is his name? Oh boy. If you watch the show over the years, you will know his name. And so you answer that correctly at those telephone numbers, and we'll send you the radio prize package. So there you are. Now, both Don and Randy mentioned my book, self-proclaimed, unabashedly self-promotion. It's called O'Neill Outside, People and Places Along the Way. And you can buy it at Amazon. And you can visit O'NeillOutside.com right there, what's called the store, you know, the store you sell things. And if you order it there, I will sign it and personalize the autograph or the signing to you. And you can order the book there, and a lot of people are enjoying it. It's not, again, it's not John Steinbeck, okay? It's just O'Neill with a few little stories about the people and the places that I have come to know, and places that I have visited and hunted or fished along the way being in this business. It's 30 minutes after the hour, and we appreciate you joining us on the program. So maybe some of the call, let me click on this thing. Maybe some of the calls will come in. We're looking for the name of the fellow who helps us with a television show. He is a cameraman, he is a hunter, and he hosts the show from time to time, and he's a good, good friend. Now, this week I went down to Cherokee County Toyota. They were out of hats. If you want to get a signed, see that? A signed O'Neill Outside hat, cap, if you will. They have them red, black, beige, camo, all of them. Then if you'll visit Cherokee County Toyota or any of the Horsetown stores, from Locust Grove to Marietta and Woodstock, the Horsetown stores, nothing to buy, nothing to do except walk in and say, hey, I understand you have some hats here. Okay, good. There. Now, let's talk about deer hunting for a minute. It's 31 after the hour. The calls are coming in right now, and as soon as I know, understand who that winner will be, then we'll talk to him. But first, here's O'Neill's age kicking in. It's deer season in Georgia and all over the South, and it'll be whitetail season nationally and for various times and lengths. let's chat for a minute. I have some recommendations, permit me, some recommendations to make about what you should do after you shoot your deer. All right, you've had a lot of preparation. It's been fun. You've been at deer camp. You've leased property. You've put in food plots. You've sighted in your rifle. You're in the stand, tower stand, or a ground blind, or you're standing next to a tree, whatever. You fire a shot. Oh, boy, you've been waiting for this. You take a shot. Now, if the deer runs, then, and we're still, we don't have the correct answer yet, so keep trying. The deer runs. What should you do? First of all, take a deep breath and relax. Watch very, very closely. If the deer ran away, pay attention. Where did he go? If you have your cell phone with you, take a photo from the stand where you thought the deer went. Okay? Now look at your watch. If you can't see the deer from the stand, wait 30 minutes. Because the deer will stop running and will lie down. Wait 30 minutes. I mean, what's the rush? Okay? Now, unload your rifle. You're not going to shoot anything else that morning. Unload your rifle. Now you can start looking for the deer. If possible, if there are other club members and you will not be interrupting their hunt, it's imperative then maybe that you should text or call them and tell them, hey, I'm looking for my deer. I'm walking through the woods. So, you know, if you see something, you hear something, be careful. It's me. You just don't want to be walking around the woods with other hunters there. They need to know where you are. Okay, now, you found the deer. There it is. You see the white belly. You see the deer lying there. Hopefully it's a nice big buck. It could be a doe. Whatever your target was, there's your deer. What do you do now? Reload. Deer might not be dead. And if he gets up to run away, you need to take another shot. Approach quietly. Deer gets up, be ready to shoot. Now, all right, the deer's dead. What should you do next? Unload. And relax again. Look around you. What just happened? All that preparation, all that money, all that skill set that you put into motion, all that experience now, and hopefully you have maybe a grandson or granddaughter or a child with you to experience this. Look around. Appreciate what just happened. Okay. Telephone your partners. I know you've got a backpack on right now, so now get out the rag, clean up the deer, wipe off all the blood, get ready for photos. Now when everybody gets there, start taking photos. Take lots and lots. Take 30, 40, 50 photos. They're free. And far as that photo goes, push your hat back. Let the sun shine on your face if there is sun. Get close. I know you can edit the photo later, but get close. Make sure the gun is in the picture, if you will, but make sure it's not pointed back at you. Appreciate what happened. I made some notes. Take some photos without the rifle. Good idea, too. Take note of the direction of the sun so people can see your face. Deer hunting is not just sitting in a stand and pulling the trigger. It's a whole season experience. Make the most of it. Get it in your little brain and on your cell phone and take photos. And then 15 or 20 years from now, you'll think, hey, that was a good day. Yes, it was. It was the 2018 deer season. This is O'Neill. I'll be back. Well, are you having a good morning? I am. It's early, but we're having a good morning. Talking about hunt, fishing, and hunting, which we do every week right here on O'Neill Outside. Should you like to join us, it's 404-872-0750 or outside the Atlanta calling area, 800-972-8255. We've got the radio prize package floating around out there. A young man that's a friend of Travis and friend of O'Neill. He's a camera operator. He hosts our show and appears on O'Neill Outside often. He's been on dozens of times, and he will continue to be so. Outstanding hunter. What's his name? He's actually substituted for me here on the radio many times. Okay, let's. Hey, while we've got it started going here, let me bring it in right correctly. And here's our old buddy Milton Crabapple. Good morning, Milton.
O'Neill.
Yes, sir.
Milton Crabapple.
Yes, sir. I'm good to hear from you.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing just fine. I'm glad to be back in front of the microphone and having a good time doing it.
Well, that sounds good.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm excited. We got a fishing trip coming up next week.
Yes, we do indeed. Yes,
we'll catch some of them redfish.
We're going to go down to the Gulf Coast. You're looking forward to it, I guess.
Yes, sir. You know, I'm going by 5 pounds of red wigglers this afternoon to put them on ice.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. You know, them redfish love them red wigglers.
Oh, they love everything. Now, be sure and bring a cooler now so you can take back all of the fillets.
Oh, I will. You know, I just now got through eating up them from last year.
Oh, good. Well, you're all set.
You know, you was talking about going when you shoot a deer and then getting him all cleaned up and getting ready to take pictures of him and everything. You know, Doc Hollifield, he's always trying to outdo everybody all the time.
I see.
Thinks he's a big wig, I reckon.
I must
but anyhow, he don't take a camera with him, no sir.
Oh.
He takes a sketch artist.
Oh.
Makes him sit in the truck till he kills a deer, and then he calls him out there. Yes, sir.
Well, that's going first class right there.
He's fancy, I'm telling you.
It must be.
But I like him. He's a good doctor. I've been using him for lots of years.
Good.
You know, one thing I like about him, you know, you go to the doctor every now and then.
Oh, often,
I reckon
everybody
goes to the doctor from time to time.
Yes.
But one thing I like about Doc Hollifield is if he examines you and checks you out, if he don't know what's wrong with you, he'll tell you he don't know.
Oh, I see.
Or if he don't know how to treat something, he'll just tell you he don't know how to treat it.
Oh.
But now, you know, there's some doctors ain't that way.
Oh, no.
No, sir, lots of doctors, they won't admit they're wrong. They think they got to be right. They think they know everything there is to know.
I see.
They think they're impotent.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
I guess.
But they ain't, I'm telling you. They can be wrong just like anybody.
Yeah, well, some of them might be, that's for sure.
Yeah, yes, sir.
The old ones.
But not Doc Hollifield. He's a good
one. No. Not him.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's comforting that you know that you have a good doctor look after you and my Crabapple.
Well, everybody needs a good doctor and a good banker and a good preacher, I reckon.
I guess. It'll fill up the day.
You need a good auto mechanic, too.
Yeah.
You know, I got a good auto mechanic, too, my nephew.
Oh, yeah?
He used to be a race car driver. He knows everything about cars.
Oh, I see.
Is it Fireball or Crabapple?
Oh, I see, Fireball.
He's been around a long time.
Hey,
you know, he fixed my truck a while ago, I guess about a month ago, and he didn't charge me nothing for it.
Oh.
Ain't that nice?
Well, that's a nice feature. That's good to have.
Yeah, sure, but he fixed it. Something was rattling in there, and the front end was shimmy and all, and I took that thing in there, and he called me about an hour later and said he had that thing fixed. He said, I don't think he'll have a bit more problem with it. He said, just try not to turn the steering wheel any further than you have to.
Oh.
I said, well, I'll be careful.
Well, but he's a good one. How comforting.
But anyhow, I'm looking forward to going fishing.
Oh, boy, we'll be leaving next Thursday, huh?
Well, I will, too. I will, too. Yes, sir.
I'll look forward to the trip, Milton. Be sure and bring your cooler, and we'll go fishing together.
I want to ask you to do me a favor.
Okay.
I want you to bring me one of them new books.
I will do that.
I want you to, yes, sir. I want you to autograph that thing to me and bring it, and I'll pay you for it when I see you.
Okay. It'll be my special friend, Milton Crabapple.
Sounds good.
You bet. I'll see you then, pal.
Much obliged.
All right, Meg. It's always such a pleasure. All right, 45 after the hour. And let's see now. We've got a lot of calls here. Here may be a very interesting call. Mike is calling from Atlanta and wants to talk about food plots. Good morning, Mike.
Top of the morning to you, O'Neill. Good day to you. How are you?
Hey there.
Hey, I got a question, man.
Okay.
I hunt on two properties. One of the properties is 80 acres. 40 of it is crop. The other 40 is wood.
Okay.
The farmer, when he plants, the deer come in there. And once the crops are gone, you know, where they scatter. The thing with all is, would it be worth me spending the money installing a food plot on that particular property to try to keep the deer, on property, per se? There's a creek that runs through it as well.
Yeah. It absolutely would. You see, the food plot seeds, the food plot forage, that's designed to flourish and grow and provide food throughout the winter after the crops are gone. So the answer to your question is a most certain yes. You should put in a food plot because on the property next to you, if I have the property next to you and I put in a food plot, the deer are going to be where I am, not where you are.
Right.
You need to put in a food plot. What you should do is telephone and speak to a live person at the Whitetail Institute. They're in Alabama. And you speak to a live person. Tell him where you live, and he will give you all the instructions, what to plant, when to plant it, how to prepare the ground, all of those things. It won't be a recording. You will speak to a live person, and he will keep you from making the mistakes that will make the food plot not worthy. If you listen to him, he'll make it really great, and you'll have forage for your whitetail deer on the property where you hunt throughout the winter.
Okay, great.
His number is 800-688-3030. Whitetail Institute. They're the number one people in the food plot business.
Oh, great.
Oh, so the answer to your question is yes, that's what you should do.
I appreciate it, O'Neill. I appreciate everything. I listen to your show all the time, man. I thank you, man, for the information.
You're very kind. Let me know how it goes, will you?
Yes, sir, I will. Thank you again, now.
Please do that. All right, mighty fine. 4:48 it is on a Saturday morning. Let's talk now to here's our friend Roadster. What do you say, Roadster? What's going on with you this morning?
Morning, Rascal. How are you?
There you go.
Where you been, on the rut?
Pardon?
Where you been, on the rut?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I got you. I just noticed for the last couple of weeks you talked about everything twice.
I do.
And you're discombobulated, confused. So I just figured that you'd been on the rut.
I'm old.
I was worried about you.
We had some trips that we have to take this time of year, and they kind of bunched up all at once.
That's the one, I missed you. And let's talk about our little coyote harvest we had a couple of weeks ago. Ended a couple of weeks ago, didn't it?
Yes.
I think did they say they harvested 400 in North Georgia?
I don't remember that figure, But
I know it wasn't 4,000, so I'm thinking I know it wasn't 40, so I think it was 400.
Okay.
And that's great. That's a great deal since, as through your expertise, we don't have any more red wolf. So I guess the licensed hunters and the black bear and our coyote are really the only natural predators left for our deer.
That is correct. You know, we used to have more of all of those, and there was more balance. But with the red wolf gone, there you are. And the coyote's really smart, man. He's a survivor.
Maybe we can run some of those coyotes down to South Georgia, but then we'd have a problem down there. So
that's exactly right.
I guess we're going to have to leave it up to the creator. Last couple of weeks, you talking about people who you want to go hunting with.
Uh-huh.
I want to go with Gail. Because she sure tracked you down and harvested you.
That's a fact. It was all her idea.
You got it, buddy. Oh, our last a friend from Bowling Green. That's the home of the greatest roaster in the world.
Really?
Yeah, the Corvette. All Corvettes
are
born there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's why why my name's Roaster. But I'll see you in a couple of weeks, and best and love to you and Gail.
Mighty fine. Me too.
Bye now.
See you, pal. There you go. All right. Mighty fine. Well, we can't get an answer to our question. Maybe we won't give anything away. Who knows? It's 51 after the hour. Bill is calling now on O'Neill Outside. Good morning, Bill. Is Bill here from Tennessee? No? Yes? It should be. Am I missing out, Bill? Maybe he's on a cell phone and that's good. I'll put him back on. Is that Bill right there? Well, let's put Bill back on hold. Maybe I can get to him. There you are. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. What do you think about my description and reminders about what you do during the deer hunt? You shoot the deer. Keep those things in mind. I can tell you that we never take enough photos. Our photos are poorly taken. If you'll give some attention to that and relax and enjoy yourself, those photos that you take, those are the things that spur your memory for later years and help bond, if you will, your partnerships at deer camp. After all, deer camp is a social occasion. Okay? It's, I know a lot of guys who go to deer camp and don't hunt deer. But they go to deer camp. It's a barbecue. It's a hamburger cookout. It's standing by the fire. It's exchanging stories, some true, some not true. Some simple, some exaggerated. And so, with that in mind, at 53 after the hour, when we return, we have a couple of questions from the Zach Brown guest book at O'Neill Outside. If you go to O'Neill Outside and leave a comment or a question at the Zach Brown guest book, and we use your comment on television, not just radio, but we use your comment on television, Zach Brown, who's an awfully kind fellow, he will send you a knife. And boy, these Zach Brown knives, these are keepers, man. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. This is O'Neill, and I'll be back in a few seconds. Short little spot here before we have to go to the news. Let's try to round up Bill. Good morning, Bill. It's O'Neill. We're just not going to be able to hear Bill. I don't think. I'll put him back on hold and see how we do. You recall I invited you to go to the O'NeillOutside.com, the Zach Brown guest book. Here's a couple of the, and the deal is, if you go to the website at O'NeillOutside.com and you go to the guest book and you leave a comment, you leave a question, then if we use that comment on the television show, now not the radio program, then Zach Brown will send you a knife, and that's great. But sometimes I use these when we're in the radio program. You don't get a knife if I use the comment on the radio program, but it is on the Zach Brown page. And here's a fellow sends a note from Kerry from Manford, Oklahoma. He said, I'm a new hunter started and watching your show. It's giving me the confidence to shoot my first deer this year. I wish he had put it a little bit different, and I'm not making fun, but it gave him the confidence to go hunting this year. How do you do that? As best you can, when one is available, you're going to have somebody take you hunting. Read, study, spend time in the woods, but you're going to have someone show you. A deer hunting club, and there are many available, but I'm sure if you reach out to the hunting community, people in the neighborhood, people at work, there'll be somebody that's certainly willing to take you hunting and give you the confidence that you're doing the right things to hunt. Pulling the trigger on a deer is no big deal. That's target shooting. The hunt is a whole different deal. And if you look at it that way, it's a great deal more of challenge, and it's a great deal more fun. Another hour of outdoors headed your way. This is O'Neill Outside. We'll be back.
WSBB-FM Doraville, a Cox Media Group station. This is Atlanta's.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.